Another conservative commentator has acknowledged receiving payments from the Bush administration. This time, it's columnist Maggie Gallagher, who frequently writes about marriage. NPR's David Folkenflik has the story.
Maggie Gallagher's written several books championing the benefits of marriage. She says it makes for better finances, better love lives, better communities. In 2002, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services paid Gallagher $21,500 as a consultant to give talks about marriage to government staffers devising policy. She developed brochures on the topic, and she helped an assistant secretary of health to draft a magazine article. But Gallagher's also a syndicated columnist. 75 newspapers are clients. She's written favorably about the administration's approach to marriage. And she's appeared on television programs, such as PBS's NewsHour in this excerpt, to support administration policies.
And I'll tell you, it spells real trouble for the Democratic Party. From all the polls that we show that the Republicans are united, and this splits the Democratic base.
She's not the first journalist to take money from this administration. Earlier this month, conservative commentator Armstrong Williams admitted he had been paid $241,000 in federal funds to promote a pet Bush education initiative. At a press conference this morning, the president said he opposed the practice.
All our cabinet secretaries must realize that we will not be paying, you know, commentators to advance our agenda. Our agenda ought to be able to stand on its own 2 feet.
The Washington Post first reported the existence of Gallagher's contract today. She declined to be interviewed for this story. In a statement today, she says she did nothing unethical. But Gallagher apologized to readers for failing to disclose the link. When Williams's payments were revealed, his column was dropped by his syndicate. But a spokeswoman for United Press Syndicate, which circulates Gallagher's column, says it has received no complaints and plans no changes. There are key differences in the government contracts given Gallagher and Williams. Williams was explicitly paid to find ways on television to promote the No Child Left Behind Act and former Education Secretary Rod Page. Gallagher was hired to help shape the thinking of federal officials about policies affecting marriage. Wade Horn is an assistant secretary of HHS. He says Gallagher was hired because of her longstanding expertise.
We did not hire Maggie Gallagher because she's a syndicated columnist. That didn't even cross our minds. Maggie Gallagher is, in fact, a nationally recognized scholar in the area of marriage.
Don Baer was a journalist who became President Clinton's communications director from 1994 through 1997. He acknowledges differences between the cases. But he says it's wrong for the government to hire journalists who then go out and support its policies.
It's hard for me to imagine how a White House would do something like this. It just overreaches the bounds of the proper relationships, I think, between the government and the press.
Democrats are sensing an opening. House Democrats issued a report today charging that the Bush White House has more than doubled spending on contracts with outside public affairs consultants. And they proposed a new law strengthening the ban on the use of federal money to pay for publicity that backs government policies without identifying the government as the source. But Mr. Bush says the arrangement is not part of a larger scheme.
We didn't know about this in the White House, and you know, there needs to be a nice independent relationship between the White House and the press, and the administration and the press.
From here on out, the president says, his cabinet secretaries should know their departments can't hire journalists to do work for them, whether on the air or off it. David Folkenflik, NPR News, Washington.